All right, guys. Welcome back to Tama Talk with myself, Jamin, and John, and our special guest, Lenore, THM. How's it going, guys?
It's going great, dude, man. And it's even better now seeing the cushion we got between us and the Mets.
Yeah, for everybody listening, we're watching Game 1, 8th inning right now against the Mets. 5-2 lead. We really needed that cushion because the one run lead I didn't feel was going to hold.
Yeah, Travis d'Arnaud put one down the left field line after his last at bat. He put one down the right field line, which it's good to see him going line to line. It's good to see him putting some balls in play. And that last hit was off a slider. It looked like it was coming off the plate, and he just kind of blooped it in the right field. That was beautiful. But that was even better, ripping it down the left field line.
And you were right. It was a good thing that he was up before Duvall because Duvall did exactly what I just said when we weren't on air.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. Oh, no. I mean, Duvall did get one, you know, every now and then his pop-ups help when we need a sack fly. So he got that for us earlier.
Yeah. Well, Cunha looked like he blasted one earlier. It's just missed it by, like, a hair, you know.
He got it a little bit too high up into the wind.
Yeah, and I'm actually glad McHugh came in and did his job, man, because Matzik just was not Matzik-like at all, man.
Yeah.
He did not look solid at all. But
to be honest, he's not been himself really quite yet. We worked him pretty hard during that postseason.
We did, but I don't think
we can't expect that from him.
I don't think he's getting the yips or anything. I think he just needs a few more appearances to get back to form. I think that's where we're at.
I'd
be looking. Be good to see. I think Jansen coming and close the door in the ninth, like he's been doing. Get him another save in the book against the Mets, which would be a huge win here. And if we could take one of the two tomorrow, we'll be really good shape. Hopefully, sweep them. Sweep them during that doubleheader tomorrow.
Jamin, we need that sweep, dude, because I mean we cannot lose any more ground to them.
Yeah, I mean we got our aces on the mound. Charlie Morton starting tomorrow, and then we got Kyle Wright on the second game. I mean, that's two of our best pitchers, so I'm looking forward to that.
Well, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I'm hoping we split it at least. We got to at least split.
Well, that's what
I'll be happy with a split.
That's what I was saying last night on the recap videos. Was ideally the best thing we can do here is the best thing we can do is sweep or go 3-1, right?
Yeah.
Worst that we could do, the worst we can allow ourselves to do is a split.
Well, the best thing here is
that
we don't.
The worst.
We don't get to face Scherzer, so that's a good thing.
That's even better.
You know, we don't have to face Scherzer, so that's a plus.
Definitely.
Yeah, he just pitched, thankfully. And he looked really intense on the mound against the Phillies. He did give up some several solo shots against the Phillies. Schwarber hit two against him. Harper hit one. The Mets, you know, and the Mets have been hitting really good. They're on all cylinders.
Yeah, for sure. And we can't let them get too big of a lead on us. I think they're, six games up right now. We can't let them get 8 to 10 games up on us here early on.
I thought it was 5, but I could be wrong, James.
No,
you might be right.
I think we're 6 behind right now. If we win tonight, we're 5.
Got it.
I mean, it's still really early in the season. Way too early to hit the panic button, no doubt about it.
We still don't want to begin this month in
no,
we talked about this last time. We talked about this exact same thing last time. It's still early, but you don't want to get buried, you know.
These Mets are looking to prove a point, I feel like, this series to kind of show, hey, you know, we mean business, which they're a far better team than they've been, but...
What kind of call was that, man? He had it right on the corner.
It's been up and down, pretty inconsistent all game.
I mean, you said
we got AJ better
last night. I mean, yesterday, right, with Cranny getting tossed.
I don't even think I've seen that. When did
Cranny got tossed by that prima donna behind the plate last night? The Angel Hernandez wannabe.
Oh.
God,
that
he
was
is
beautiful
such a
beautiful pitch.
Yeah, it was.
Dude, that Rangers series really disappointed me, man. We had to take 2 of 3 against them. Dude. They were really struggling. There was no reason to lose that series.
But I also don't think the boys were used to playing on turf either, and turf does have a
right, but
yeah, I mean it can.
But that wasn't our problem. My problem was hitting. Our problem was hitting and scoring runs, dude.
Like Hunter.
Well, that too. Yeah.
Walks, man. And Mueller looked god awful.
Yeah, well, I told you one of his big problems is walks, just like a lot of young guys.
Yeah, and like Elder the night before.
Ooh, there we go.
Yeah, Bryce Elder. I mean, he started his first game, didn't walk one batter, and then his last three starts since, that's all he's done is walk people. So they sent him back down to AAA, I think, to figure that out.
Hopefully, yeah, I think. Back better. I think they said earlier that Max Fried hadn't walked somebody in like 24 innings or something, and that between the two of them, Bassett and Fried tonight, they got a combined two walks between them this year.
That's really good. Yeah, that's a heck of a stat line.
And I think both of them might be Bassett's. I don't even know if Freed's walked anybody this year.
In Freed's last game, man, you know, he gave up a homer, right? And he had gone 47 innings without giving up a homer. But
That is surprising.
He gave up one to who? McCann earlier.
No, that was Canna. Mark Canna.
Canna. First home run of the year as a Met. Yeah.
Yeah.
But his OBP is really good.
Dude's a good hitter. He's been a good hitter. He was just out in the AL West where a lot of people didn't really know about him, but. Same with Chris Bassett, man. I kind of wish the Braves would have got in on the Oakland fire sale. Obviously, we got Matt Olson. I understand that.
Yeah.
But man, Chris Bassett, like, and Sean Manaea, they both left. Those would have been two great guys to get. And also Gray left the Reds for Minnesota. We had some chances to pick up a really good starting pitcher that we missed out on.
Yeah. Well, AJ Minter. They said, well, he had 14 strikeouts and 8 innings. He's been looking really good.
He just added one more.
You can tell that he's got the swagger right now. You can tell just, like, his presence on the mound, you know?
Yeah. He's got that Craig Kimbrell kind of vibe to him.
Yeah.
Well, you could say that.
He kind of... he reminds me of a left-handed Kimbrell so much. Like, cadence and
that's kind of how we've thought of him the whole time.
Even his arm action, you know, is
when he comes set.
When he comes set. Let's see what he's got.
Yeah. Also, the Mets DFA'd Robinson Cano, and they still owe him $40 million.
Oh yeah.
So somebody's gonna pick him up, and they're gonna be paying him $40 million to play for somebody else.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
you know, Cohen don't care how much money he spends, but you know, eventually that's going to catch up to.
Nah, he'll be in the Wilpon situation again, you know, if he keeps this crap up.
They're just happy Francisco Brindori doing what he was doing last year, I think, because it kind of looked like he was going to do the same
thing. Come on, Raleigh, come on!
Watch this, guys.
Oh!
Watch this.
Yes.
Okay, that was wild. Wait,
that was beautiful.
That was a good job by Matt, too.
Now, let's...
He covered
really well, yeah.
Nice.
Let's explain to what we just seen. Okay, so Riley had the ball hit to him. He fumbled it, but was still able to get the ball and throw him out at first.
Olsen had pretty a good nice fumble, stretch. Too. The ball went like three or four feet away from him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was
a good defensive play.
Yeah.
Riley's been consistent at third base since he's started.
Yeah, a lot of the analytics people kind of shit on him and
they really do say
like he's a negative defender until just very recently. But man, I know like they don't take the eye test or any of that. Like, seriously, but we can all see that he's good at the hot corner. Like,
I mean, he's
in my opinion, I think we got the best infield in the majors, in my opinion.
Defensively,
yeah. Yeah.
If Swanson and Albies could hit more consistently, then we'd have the best offensive one too.
And here they were kind of there was a power infield. Everybody was hitting 30 bombs.
Exactly.
Yeah, except for Dansby had like 28, and everybody else had 30 plus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Riley, he's leading the team in home runs with
seven.
He had six. So he had seven tonight.
Yeah.
His seventh was tonight. And Ozzy, he was hitting a lot of home runs there for a moment. And then all of a sudden he went into like a 25. AB, something like that, slump, but he finally got a hit earlier.
Beautiful hit.
Of course.
Right up
the
middle.
It was good,
beating the shift. That's what I want to see, beating the shift.
Well, and I mean,
we just need to be some more right-handed Aussie.
Well, next
year
we'll
and we need
be,
like
dealing with that, you know, because they won't be hitting the shift. But I think that kind of hurts the game in a way because it takes away some of the
We don't need any more strategy taken from the game.
No, because you're really just messing with the game and the purity of it when you're doing
that. Nah, here's the thing, though. It's going to expose a ton of pitchers and batters. There's going to be a lot of batters that are going to break out, and you're going to be like, oh, wow, how'd they become so good? It's because the shift ended. And then there's going to be guys that's the exact opposite. There's going to be pitchers that you thought were much better, but really they benefited from the shift tremendously. That's going to happen. And it might screw up a lot of contracts as well. You know what I mean?
No, I completely agree with you on it, man. And it's just like, I don't know, man. I don't like what they're doing with the game currently. There's too much messing with it. I don't believe in messing with the ball. They should have Major League Baseball buy them out, because I'm telling you right now, that has messed with the game.
Well, and they're putting the balls in these humidors now, and they're saying like they're not even doing it the way it's supposed to be done. No, they just started it this year. Ballpark.
Colorado's had that. Well, maybe at every ballpark. Colorado's been doing that for a long time. Have this basically a freezer that
the laces on the ball are like rising, because that's kind of been the complaint. Is like when this ball gets up high enough, it's just losing all of its air. Like the seams are catching the air and it's just dying.
I think the pitchers were complaining because it wasn't like the seams weren't risen enough on them. They couldn't grip them the same way.
Yeah,
I think that was the complaint last year.
And it was called
that was last year. Yeah, now
fingers.
They're too high.
Yeah,
they've overcorrected.
They should just let the ball the daggum way it was. Just period. Stop messing with the ball.
Just don't mess with the ball. Yeah, how about that? Since
why don't we go back to where the ball was? Hey, I can actually hand them a ball from back in the day when it wasn't touched, and they can replicate it. Just go back to the way we had the balls before.
Yeah, but
you're messing with the balls, dude. You're hampering with the game.
Yeah, it's the only sport where the league's in control of the ball. Like, you don't see the NFL, you know what I mean, manipulating the ball with certain weather and conditions and stuff like that. It's just weird. Like, stop messing with the ball.
Yeah, and especially year to year. Like, it can't be different year to year.
It's different week to week. I think
that affects how you.
Daily basis.
I really don't know. And Pete Alonso had that conspiracy theory that, like, when there's a bunch of big batting free agents out there, that they deaden the ball, and when there's a bunch of good pitching going on in free agency, they, you know, make the ball, you know, more hitter friendly. He might be right about that.
It almost feels like really somebody has an ear to Twitter, and they're just like seeing, you know, who's complaining. Oh, is the ball not really carrying like it should, or is it dying? You know what I mean? Like it was early on in the season, but now all of a sudden it's not really doing that as much. You're seeing balls carry a little bit more.
Part of that's got to do with the weather changing.
Yeah, but I'm still saying, like, let's just go. Hey, I'd rather the federal government get involved and say, hey, you can't have control of the ball, than I would Rob Manfred, that royal piece of crap, be allowed to mess with the purity of our game. And can we all say it in unison, gentlemen?
Yeah.
What can we say in unison? You know what I'm about to say.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, let's go. No, 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 no. No, we're not saying that. No, no, no. More like fuck Rob Manfred. But yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, man. I mean, he's already screwed with the game about as much as you possibly could without changing the name of the sport.
Well, this is a man that
so called, fucking much, dude. I really caught
her. He called her trophy a piece of metal. Like, he does not care about our game. It's
because
obvious.
He doesn't care about the game. He's a lawyer.
He's a lawyer. Yeah, he's a lawyer. He's a lawyer for the owners. It's that simple.
Yeah, and he likes balls in his mouth. That's what he loves. You know, he loves to have big balls in his mouth. Big hairy nuts.
That's not what Lord. That actually
nobody can argue that. But, it is fact.
Well, not judging anybody that really does, but they don't own a baseball team.
Well, he don't own a baseball team neither. He
oversees the whole league. See a game in 3 years.
It'd be better if he just... It'd be better if he just owned one team that he was screwing up, because he's screwing up the whole league.
Yeah, this guy's like a dictator. Like, he's just saying whatever, and like, oh, this is our rule now. Like, what are you talking about, man?
There is a lot of balls.
Yeah, Acuna's having a rough start to this.
She's just thrilled. She's just thrilled that she's actually able to watch a game. So, thanks for sending it to her, Hunter.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Well, anyways, no problem. About Manfred and his love of balls.
What's our baseball?
Anyways, so what do you think?
Oh, yeah, Suzuki was named Rookie of the Month today.
Well, that's not a surprise, man. He's been raking since he came up. Like, hardcore.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I was telling you, it was like the Player of the Week or Rookie of the Week when he first started, but I think that's a really good sign. I like seeing guys come over and, you know, automatically succeed.
Right. So do you guys
and Julio Rodriguez? It's 5-2, so I think maybe Will Smith. Rodriguez.
Will Smith? It's not a bad call. He's been pitching well.
Yeah,
he's pretty
good right
on. Jansen's coming in.
Oh, dang. Y'all heard that, right?
What?
When you said, when I said that Will Smith's been pitching real good, right? She said, yeah, he throws a heck of a right arm.
Yeah. Can he slap?
I'm sorry.
It'd be. Here you go.
Jansen can come in and close the door here.
Yeah, that's what I want to see. I'm just hoping this stuff. Yeah. Him. I'd like to see a good bit of movement with the ball.
I mean, he looked really good his last time out.
That's all he throws really is that cutter, but it's nasty.
It's nasty.
Yeah, it's got a lot of movement. And he throws it up in the zone and with a lot of movement. It's hard pitch to hit. And yeah, also, another good thing is the Mets really hadn't seen him a whole lot, and a lot of their new members of their team came from the AL, where they've not really seen him a lot. So.
Oh, and his record against the Mets is a .76 ERA, 16 for 16 in save opportunities.
35 games.
And 34.2 innings pitched, including the postseason.
Yeah, that just shows you how long he's been in the league. He's been in the league a lot longer than people think.
Oh, I know. I know.
12 years or so.
Oh.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, he was a staple for the Dodgers for so long. You know, we were happy to get him.
Yeah. And they took our players. We took their players.
Oh, yeah. You take Freddie. We'll take your closer. That's how it's going to go.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really hoping McHugh, I'm really hoping that he evens out and turns out like the guy he was last year.
Yeah, that would be
How excited are you to see another Kyle Wright start tomorrow? I mean, the way this dude's
falling out. I am ecstatic, dude. Ecstatic. I cannot wait to see what he does next.
He's been lights out. Beautiful. Whole new pitcher. That curveball is just... lights out, man. He's been freezing years with it.
He really has.
You're lagging out a little bit.
It's like a power curve.
Yeah, a little bit.
Shake that ass.
But let's see. So we got an 0-2 count.
I think he was trying to throw the slider too much early on. I think that was kind of his problem. I think
hey guys, curveball's all he's getting his let's go to break right quick and fix this.
All right, let's do that. All right, guys, we'll be right back. Hey guys, and welcome back. Sorry about the technical difficulties. We're still trying to get everything figured out, but currently we are sitting in this game with a 5-2 lead, and bottom of the ninth,
yeah.
Two outs, and an 0-1 count, if I'm not mistaken, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Marte just took second base.
Yeah.
Why are you getting worse?
Which is just defensive indifference. He let him.
Yeah, defensive indifference is fine.
I'm trying to earn
it. Yeah. Well, isn't it crazy that Marte had like 40 steals last year? I didn't think he was. I knew he was fast, but I didn't think he was that fast. He had like 38 or 40 or something like that. But he got most of them once he went over to the Athletics for like, you know, half the season or even less after the trade deadline. But yeah, man, it's crazy. I wasn't expecting him to steal that many. I think that that was him and Canna was two really underrated signings by the Mets. As soon as I seen those signings, I was like, oh no, this is going to change their offense big time. Oh, and definitely. Apparently that's correct.
You were not wrong, sir.
Like I said, we can't keep counting on the Mets just to be the Mets just for the hell of it.
Definitely, right?
Yeah.
They're definitely better. This is the best Mets team we've faced in a while, but I still think we have their number. I think we'll be able to win this division.
The thing is, if they keep beating bad teams and we keep playing down to bad teams, that's what bothers me. I mean, we've seen, like, when the Braves play the Dodgers or the Mets, you see how we're playing. And then we can't finish it off against the Rangers. Shit like that drives me crazy.
That drives me nuts because those are games we should win. Whereas, we should definitely beat anybody we play, but still. I mean,
oh. Oh, come on.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
To a full count. Don't take it to a full count.
No, I
mean, it wasn't even until August. We wasn't even a decent team last year until August, so, you know, we got
plenty. I mean, I know, but that was a massive problem, too. We were not used to that. We're used to being pretty consistently good the past 4 years, like, at all times. Like, we're going to go through slumps, of course, but I don't know. Something's got to give with him. He's the one driving me crazy. Yeah, I think if he was actually hitting, then the whole dynamic would be different in our lineup.
Completely. Well, we've had Dansby struggle as well, so.
He's finally coming around a little bit. A little bit.
But I've actually had these thoughts of.
Come on. Really?
You know, it's straight.
He broke the plane.
Oh, that's good. We got him here.
Yeah.
But what was you saying, Jeremy?
This is Trey Turner's last year with the Dodgers. So I just try to imagine Trey Turner in a Braves uniform.
Dude, you know, that'd be amazing.
That would be
incredible.
That would be sick, dude. As much as I like Dansby, I love Trey Turner.
Oh, that would be
and
such
the
an upgrade.
Braves win. Braves take game one.
Yes.
Big time win.
That gives you that makes you worry though right there.
Yes!
Worst case scenario, we're down one. Yeah.
Sorry.
It's still a win. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. All right, guys. So, I mean, ultimately, dude, what I think it is the team hasn't found their chemistry yet. Like, they haven't found that because, you know, while I know we've discussed the loss of Freeman so many times, you take a major piece of the franchise, a cornerstone of the franchise, and remove him, it's going to hurt the team chemistry.
And then Olsen, he seems like a real quiet type guy. Like, I'm not sure, you know, who knows, just by looking at his at-bats, like, who knows. But I just get that vibe from him. But, we need that, but we also need him to be a little outspoken and try to, like, it's going to take a while for him to cement a place in the clubhouse, is what I'm saying.
Well, the clubhouse, I think you got to have that chemistry. It's a chemistry, right? So you got to have the players that they're kind of, they come here every day and they show you with their effort. And then you got players like Ozzy and Acuna that, you know what I mean, they're going to show their emotion at the plate every time. You know what I mean? You got to have that perfect mix, and that's what worked for us last year. So
yeah,
you definitely got to have that balance of, like,
and,
you know,
and I still
Freddy's
see
and
AA Acuna making moves here. Like, he's going to make a move. Who knows? He may
he even will,
trade
yeah,
the Marlins
yeah.
to get Soler back, which would that's be okay in my book.
I mean, yeah. I don't know if the Marlins would do that again. Remember, they're in second place. They're playing better ball than us.
They
which,
are playing better ball.
You never know. You never
look,
know what team's going to be sellers.
Look, yeah. Yeah, well, people expected us to be, and I knew we wouldn't for whatever reason. I knew, like...
Yeah, people were surprised we were buyers.
No, I wasn't surprised we were buyers. But
no,
I just knew, I knew we wouldn't be sellers because the team knew that they were better than that. Like,
well,
we're not going to sell off our assets. We know we're better than this. Right?
And, I mean, we just went through... We just got
they would
out
just
of that
run
rebuild,
it back
you know?
The next year, you know?
So you're
we weren't going
to sell your
sell
team
pieces.
For that. No, God, no.
Yeah.
But
struck gold with every player we acquired last year at the deadline. We just couldn't hit any better than we did. Worked out perfect.
Oh, by the way, somebody on the feed said it's good to be a Braves fan right now.
Yeah, they want to know.
Sweep the double.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
That's their biggest rivalries, I think.
Oh, yeah, the Mets and the Dodgers, yeah.
It was the it was Phillies. The Nationals at one point. Yeah, it was the Phillies at one point, but now I think it's the Mets. I think.
Yeah.
That's our prime rival now, which is good.
It's
always
been
the
Mets.
Oh, it always has been. Yeah. The Phillies will step in every once in a while, but it's always been the Mets. It's not been the Mets.
Yeah,
well,
we've not even faced that Phillies lineup
early,
yet.
Like 2008 Phillies with like Utley and Ron Howard.
Well, they just
Jimmy Rollins.
And that in the 2011 when the race was going on the last game of the season, or it was a game 63. Yeah, like that was a very that was one of the best days in baseball history. But okay, how about this? Ozzy and Marcel, well, me and Jamin, he shared a Twitter post. Where in that game, I think it was game one against the Rangers where we won, is a pass ball. Ozuna was on third. He makes a break for it late. Like, he looks like he would have been out, but he waited too long to make a break for it. And, like, Ozzy, he calls time and he walks from second to third over to Ozuna, you know, bitching at him, basically, for like a good solid, like, you know, 10, 15 seconds, and then it shows him later walking over there and, like, you know, obviously being more playful about it. But you could tell Ozzy meant that in the moment. Like, he is like, if you'd just been decisive about it and went, I would have went to third and you would have got home. But, you could tell he's just mad that Ozuna looked lackadaisical.
Right.
And the funniest part of it was the face he made. He said he was making this face that Ozuna was making. He's like,
Yeah, he Ozzy done the mocking face, like,
he's like, what like, you doing? You could have been scoring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was funny. It was, I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was great.
Lackadaisical play is not allowed in Atlanta. That's just
that's
not how this
works. Well, Ozuna, that's the only way he knows how to play, is just half asleep half the time, unless he's at bat. Then he's thinking home run, but otherwise he's just like, well, I'm just, you know, I'm out here in the outfield. I'm just going to pick at the grass and kind of look around a little bit.
I mean,
you know,
it'll be good when we can just DH him, because that would be so much better.
Even then, the problem is we need people that run the bases aware. Like, we need aware base runners. We can't.
Yeah, we do.
It sucks when, like, you know, like when you only need one run or something and you'll have somebody on first, one out, or second, one out, and you'll be like, damn, it's somebody that's slow or somebody that don't know how to run the bases. Therefore, even if we get one in the gap, they're likely not to score, or, you know, something like that. Or they'll read the ball wrong and think somebody's going to catch it. Like, I don't know. Marcel's one of those guys. So is Duvall. He's made a ton of base running mistakes.
Well, I just showed that Darnold hit just now, man. That was probably the most beautiful hit of the year there.
Well,
just
he's like
chalked it down the right field line.
he was 3-for-4 tonight, man, and he's actually been really raking hardcore all year. He's been our most consistent player,
and
besides Riley.
Yeah, and Contreras behind him had a 2-homer night.
Yeah.
Like the other day, like, yeah, we got some good offensive catchers. That's nice.
We really do.
That's
a
good change of pace.
It's a good thing. And what, did they send Pena down and keep Contreras up?
They're not. Pena's a big league guy. They're going to keep all three up.
That's a good call, and it's not. It's definitely a good call to have all
three. We learned from last year.
Oh, yes, we did. Oh.
Yeah, you know the problem last year we had with all the catchers.
Just after Contreras just had a 2-home run game, too. So.
Yeah, you're not.
That's what I'm saying,
down.
Yeah.
Or Chris Bassett reaction.
No, I'm just.
He had 2 doubles. Wow.
Why?
And that's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Darno, yeah. And 3 ribbons.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm
there,
that's
awesome. Riley.
That's great.
Yeah.
Riley's been
Riley had a shot, man. And a good base hit.
Yeah.
He's turning into like a machine at the plate.
Oh, yeah.
He's,
now, hey. Now I do
he's growing into his own.
Because we have a we had a message from our biggest fan, Steamy Dave. And he was asking about our thoughts on maybe actually doing a few, like, you know, the World American League World Series things.
Mm.
It's actually
not paid any attention
to
that.
I mean, really, honestly,
I'm definitely down to check it out.
So, I mean, we could do a live stream.
Oh, we go watch. Yeah, go watch and then come back and talk about it. Yeah,
or even
that might could gain us a couple new that, or if anything, just watch the game, react about it, and maybe that can bring in some new people from you know, that you
from
know
that,
have
that
parents and kids playing
absolutely.
In that demographic. Yeah, yeah,
I mean,
we can definitely do that.
You know, David always gives us some pretty solid stuff.
Yeah, that was a solid idea.
It was, and by the way, he said we should do a banner for the American. This is what he said exactly. We should do a banner for the American Legion series in August here in Shelby. He said we would have, like, since it's in August, have enough times to make some designs for it, so forth, so on. And, well, yeah, actually, Lenore here can help with that, actually. She's pretty good with that stuff.
Do we know the teams? Is there a way we can look up the teams that are likely to be participating?
We can
in the tournament?
Look at we can look at the tournaments. We'll take a look into it.
We'll get back to y'all on that and see who's playing. See if where you're from. See if one of your teams are coming to play.
And
wherever you're listening from.
By the way, Steamy Dave also said he's not sure that even Atlanta has more fans than Cleveland County when it comes to baseball. He's talking
we
about
know
the city of,
now,
Atlanta, city of Atlanta. City of Atlanta has more fans than Cleveland County when it comes to baseball. So, yeah. But, you know. I always love getting feedback from him, man. It's always amazing. So, thanks, Dave. We appreciate you. Thank
you
for listening. And Lenore says hi.
Yep. So, what else, guys? We finally got a crucial win. Tomorrow, we got to take one of two, at least one of two. Well, I think 2 wins might be a little greedy. That'd be 3 in a row against the Mets. That'd be a little bit too good to be true.
It'd be really good. We need
how about this? Oh, go ahead,
I think we should, like you said, splitting tomorrow, and then we win the next after that. I'll be cool with that. We win 3 of these 4. I think I'm cool with that. I think that'll
be the perfect way for us to get things on the right track is definitely taking 1 or 2 tomorrow.
Yeah.
Who's on the mound first?
Morton. And he's kind of been up and down. His last start wasn't great. I mean, he got us through like 6 innings. But
is it going to be a bullpen game for the second one, or what are we doing here?
No.
No,
that's right.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Right. It's
right now.
Morton then Wright. Yeah. These are huge.
Yeah. Dude,
so, yeah.
You know what's probably going to happen tomorrow? I mean, since it's an early game, I feel like the bats are going to be a little cold, and Morton, like, he's going to have to pitch really well to keep us in it. And then the second game is when the bats are going to start probably get going. Hopefully they'll be going all day. If they're going in the first game, they should be going in the second.
Yeah.
But we need to make sure we win his start for,
definitely,
for sure.
We got
to
keep his momentum going, man, because he's been our ace.
Yeah.
He has been solid.
Oh, he's,
but if we do so with Morton, we got a good chance of winning both.
Yeah, it's about time for him to start showing what he's capable of. He's kind of had some, I wouldn't say really terrible starts, but he's not been great.
Right.
You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
We're a month
he's just
in,
had to throw
so
a lot of pitches, walking people.
Right.
Yeah.
We're a month in, guys, so I would say he's pretty much, we're like 3 weeks to a month in anyways. What I'm saying is it's about time for him to start.
We're lucky he's on the mound,
that,
to be honest.
Oh, yes, with what happened. And did you guys see that thing that careened off his bad leg? That play?
I think so. Yeah, I think I remember.
And that ended up being a solid out. Got him out of it, you know. The very factor he's on the mound right
he's just
now,
a tough
currently
vet,
participating. Man. Yeah, he is. He's definitely tough as hell. So
yeah, he's kind of like an Adam Wainwright. I view him and Morton pretty similarly.
Even though one's
more of a power pitcher.
Well,
Wainwright's
lost his. He's just mainly like a curveball pitcher. Morton's still throwing up at 95. Like,
oh, definitely.
Yeah, but they're the same mentality.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely. And
it's crazy. He's 38 and still pumping 96, 95 on a regular basis. I mean, it's
unheard of. Yeah. I mean, but then again, you had Rich Hill pitching. Like, and is Rich Hill still pitching?
I think he might be a Minnesota Twin.
Okay,
maybe that's the last I heard of him,
dude. He's like 44 years old.
Yeah,
if he's still pitching, then that's, you know, like. And then you had Big Sexy, Bartolo Colon. And
what was he throwing, though, towards the end of his career? Like, maybe 93 or 92,
nah,
maybe?
Dude, he wasn't even hitting the 90s. He was in the, like, high 80s. He was at 88. That was his highest.
He was a finesse pitcher. Yeah,
he was.
A lot of guys. Olsen went 0-3 again tonight. That sucks. Marcel 0-4, though, man. He's got to get it going. Once we get Olsen and Marcel going consistently, will be good.
Yeah,
and Ronald's not even got going yet.
Nah, but Ronnie will get going.
He'll get a home run tomorrow for sure. That's just guaranteed.
Shout out to Travis Demerit, though.
Yeah,
he's been doing
great. Really solid.
Travis,
yeah,
and he's a guy we've got.
I remember watching.
Yeah, Bo Travis. Yeah, shout out to Bo Travis's.
Yeah, Bo Travis's. Yeah, definitely. Demerit and Darno, we got to keep Demerit up for sure. He's been great defensively for the most part, other than the crap yesterday. But once again, like I said, guys, that's more on the lines of the turf issue, because there's a huge difference in playing with turf and grass, and you both know that all too well. So
yeah. Check this out. The Mets had four guys right in the middle of the order: Lindor, Alonso, Escobar, and Davis. All go 0-4, and they had six guys go 0-3, you know, and 0-2.
Right.
Their number nine hitter didn't even get a third at bat. Well, we probably walked him once or something like that, and it didn't count. We pitched well this game. Fried, this was his best game of the year. By far,
I would say.
I'm glad
we
had him out there.
Minus the wild.
I guess the Dodgers had a really good start.
Yeah, and one of the runs he gave up, like I said, it was his fault because it was a pass ball or like a wild pitch.
A slider. But, he didn't throw a good pitch.
But you know, just unlucky. Like because he got out of that inning directly after that, struck the dude out. But yeah, other than that hanging changeup he threw to Canna, that was a solo shot. Other than that, he was filthy.
I think he had his best stuff, and that's the best part. That's what's about being a good pitcher is about, is not having your best stuff and getting through a start like that. So he's maturing, just like Kyle Wright did. I feel like there was a point, his last start, where he could have fell apart, and he figured it out, man. And that's what you want to see from these pitchers. So it's really cool to see these young pitchers.
Yeah.
starting to
We're starting to see that from Anderson as well.
Yeah. These guys are figuring out how
to get out of jams. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, guys, this I tell you, man, I'm glad we all got together tonight. Lenore, thanks for joining us. Yeah. And hopefully we'll have you on more now that you can watch the games.
Yeah, I can actually watch the games now. It's been fun, you guys.
So, all right. Well, yeah, we'll get back to y'all after this doubleheader or after this series. And hopefully things are looking much better by that point.
Hopefully tomorrow will be an even better day.
Two games on them, hopefully.
All right, and guys, I do want to mention we have a Patreon, which I will be putting in a link down below. And for subscribers and all that, we're going to be doing free gifts. Like, if you subscribe for 3 months, you get a free gift. So, you know, definitely hit that like and subscribe button.
How it works, but if I can figure out how it works, anybody that subscribes to y'all's Patreon can get, I don't know, I really have to look at it, a certain percentage off of my OnlyFans.
And you can find, tell them your link as well.
Dude, it's cool. OnlyFans.com/Lenore.THM.
All right, and you guys definitely subscribe to Lenore THM.
There you go.
I did it first.
oh, dang. See, you just got your new fan right there. All right, guys. See,
make me feel like I don't want to be lazy and actually post content.
All right, guys. It's definitely been fun.
Peace out.
Good seeing y'all.
Peace out, guys.